Husband of NYC daycare owner pleads guilty to child's fentanyl death. By Catherine Hamilton on June 11, 2024. The husband, a New York City daycare owner, pleaded guilty to federal charges on Monday related to the fentanyl poisonings of four children, including a one-year-old who died. Scripps News reported. Felix Herrera Garcia was the fourth person arrested in the case that began September 16, 2023, when three kids, one-year-old Nicholas Dominici, a two-year-old boy and an eight-month-old girl, wouldn't wake up from nap time at Divino Niño Daycare, operated by Herrera Garcia's wife, Gria Mendez. Dominici died from the drug, and two others were hospitalized after being exposed to fentanyl at the daycare, which was run out of a Bronx apartment, according to the report. During the investigation, authorities found drug packing materials and more than 10 kilograms of fentanyl and other narcotics stashed under a trapdoor in the floor underneath the mats where the children played and slept, the report continues. Surveillance footage obtained by officials shows Herrera Garcia, 35, carrying two full shopping bags into a back alley minutes before responders arrived to help the children. He was on the run from authorities for more than a week after eventually being taken into custody in Sinaloa, Mexico, according to the report. Herrera Garcia pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute narcotics resulting in death and serious bodily injury, one count of possession with intent to distribute narcotics resulting in death, and one count of possession with intent to distribute narcotics resulting in serious bodily injury. Herrera Garcia could face a mandatory minimum sentence of 20 years for each charge and a maximum of life in prison, according to the Justice Department, DOJ. Cases are still pending against Mendez and Carlisto Acevedo Brito, who rented a room from Mendez in the apartment and is Herrera Garcia's cousin. Both face murder and drug charges, according to the report. Renny Antonio Parra Paredes previously pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute narcotics and stipulated that his conduct caused death and serious bodily injury, according to the DOJ. Officials allege that Paredes sold fentanyl from the apartment where the daycare was located and made daily trips in the weeks leading up to the incident, according to the report.